Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. John Mary Vianney, priest and patron saint of priests, and notice the readings that the Church chooses to celebrate this memorial. The first reading is from the prophet Ezekiel, where God is inculcating the grave duty of the prophet to warn his people of their conduct and the danger that their bad conduct puts them in. If I say to the wicked man, you shall surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to dissuade him from his wicked conduct so that he may live, the wicked man shall die for his sins, but I will hold you responsible for his death. On the other hand, if you have warned the wicked man, yet he has not turned away from his evil, nor from his wicked conduct, then he shall die for his sin, but you shall save your life. Okay, in other words, the prophet, the man of God who is speaking in the place of God, has this grave responsibility to warn the people of God. And so this is the reading that's chosen for this memorial of St. John Marie Vianney, patron saint of priests. And really, we see this message continues up through the time of the apostles when our Lord commands them to go and preach, right? To go and preach all that I have commanded you, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And our Lord said that if they were not accepted, if their words were not accepted, he who hears you hears me, he who rejects you rejects me. But then he also said, you know, when you're done preaching, if they don't accept it, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them. And the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah will be easier and lighter on that day, on the last day, than for that town. We go up to the times of St. Paul. He recognizes this as well. When he's departing from the clergy in Ephesus, right? And what does St. Paul say? He says, and now behold, I know that all you among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more, right? He's leaving that area and he's not going to return. He says, wherefore I take you to witness this day that I am clear from the blood of all men. For I have not spared to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Okay, he's done his duty, and he is not guilty of anyone's blood because he's preached the truth in its fullness. And now it's up to them to accept it. And so I've heard from priests who, older priests who lived back in the 1940s, and they said when the majority of Catholics were going to Mass on Sunday and holy days of obligation, and they said they remember priests preaching often to this minority who were not going to Mass. And these priests remain a little bit astonished that now in our day, at least here in America, 78% of Catholics don't go to Mass on Sunday. And you hear hardly a word from the priest. Now remember, this is Holy Mother Church who selects these readings. So it's like the bishop's kind of warning the priests that they need to warn people. And they're not doing that. And this is really clear, you know, from what the Catechism says about the grave obligation of Sunday Mass, what this means. This is paragraph 2181. The Sunday Eucharist is the foundation and confirmation of all Christian practice. Somebody who doesn't go to Mass on Sunday, they remove the foundation of all Christian practice from their lives. For this reason, The faithful are obliged to participate in the Eucharist on days of obligation unless excused for a serious reason or dispensed by their own pastor. Those who deliberately fail in this obligation commit a grave sin. Okay, commit a grave sin. And then what does paragraph 1035 teach? Immediately after death, the souls of those who die in a state of mortal sin descend into hell. So this is serious stuff, and this is what priests are supposed to be warning their people of. And in fact, St. John Vianney, patron saint of priests, this is one of the things that he really railed against his people of ours about, was observing Sunday rest, the holy day of obligation. Why? Because they were out in the fields working. Okay? And he warned them about this grave obligation to worship God on Sunday and to take a rest from work, not to be slaves of work, but to honor God, spend time with the family, and to take that necessary rest. St. John Vianney, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.